I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, has been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a roll call, please.
Lira. Here. Torres.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Conrick.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
First up, we have our minutes of the regular meeting of September 3rd and the executive session of the same date.
Make a motion, we file the report.
Second.
Is there any discussion on any of the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstained.
I abstain from that executive session.
We have a council appearance for a parade for the Masonic Lodge. Mr. Michael Iannatelli. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Please.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'd like to thank the council for having me here this evening to talk about our 200th anniversary celebration. Next year we're going to be celebrating our 200th anniversary. And as I believe you've got copies of our flyer, we're planning a parade. We're calling it a 2-mile journey over 200 years. We're going to start approximately where the Washington House once stood, which was where we first met, then go down Belvedere Avenue, Jackson Valley, to our present building out on Route 31. And that's where we get the 2 miles from and such. And this is all pending that I'm able to raise funds to fund this entire thing.
And obviously you have to get approvals, I guess, from the township and the state.
Which I'm in the midst of doing that as well. And but because of the conflicts with the state highway, we might try to minimize those. And what I did is I just briefly wrote out a rough narrative of the route. And I was thinking as far as trying to stage the parade, if I could try to obtain permission to use some of the municipal properties around that area. And if we just symbolically start at Route 57 and Belvedere at the intersection, and then as we march down Belvedere, then the rest of the parade could follow in off of Church Street, and that would minimize the amount of interference with Route 57. Very much like at the very end when we get closer to our building, we might try to get most of the parade off route, and then, you know, just have a minimal amount continue on to the building, and that would kind of alleviate any concerns with interference with Route 31. Even though we'll still have to apply to the New Jersey DOT for permission to utilize Route 31 for this purpose, it's just going to be a lot easier for us to do it that way. And I will have to seek permission from the high school to utilize their parking lot, you know, maybe to outlet most of the parade into the parking lot and such. So basically, what I'm here for tonight is, I guess, to get permission to conduct part of the parade in Washington Borough. I have an actual formal application that I'll have to submit to the township to do that. And then ask permission to utilize some of the municipal areas, parking lots and things such as that, around that area for the staging and setup and such, and answer any questions if anybody has any questions.
Have you spoken to the township police yet? I think that's the first.
I have reached out to them, and we have made contact, and basically the feedback that I got was they just need to know the route, and that's about it. But I'm sure it's not going to be as easy as that.
Yeah,
I'm sure
there's... Sandy just stepped in. I know it's hard to get a parade going around here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You have to pay to have the police cover the
various intersections, but you said you had talked, we spoke on the phone, you said you had talked to Rich McGuire at Washington Celebration America, and you were aware of all this stuff?
For the most part, yes. I mean, I have still yet to sit down with Rich and get most of his details of him conducting the, you know, Washington Celebration America parade, but...
Well, if you're going to close the street or have a parade, you have to have police coverage. We have to pay for the police coverage to do so. And it's also very difficult if you're talking about State Route 57, you need permission from the NJDOT as well.
Yes.
So that is a very difficult process.
Yes. Well, I've already reached out to the New Jersey DOT, and I've got their application to,
okay.
to make application as such. He suggested that I wait until toward the end of the year, because it was entirely too early when I reached out to him. He didn't seem to think of it as much of a problem as long as I pay the fee and make the application.
Okay, good.
So, I don't think we're really talking full closure of any of the state roads. Again, we're going to minimize the interference with those state roads.
And I think more or less, if anything, it just might be holding the traffic up for maybe a 10-minute interval intermittently. And I think that's how Rich does the Washington Celebrates America as he crosses Route 57. They just hold it up momentarily.
Yeah, intermittently.
Yeah, because otherwise I think it would be too much of an ordeal to try to detour or, you know, close. I don't think he could even actually close it, but nonetheless.
Well, if you have all the proper documents or permits and stuff, you can. Once you have an alternate route.
Yeah, I'm trying to simplify that aspect of it as much as possible. And that's why the entire parade won't go the full route. Just, you know, us as the members will start.
Right.
Have everybody join in, and then get everybody off route, and then we would just continue.
How large of a parade are you looking to do? I mean, like, is it 15 minutes, 20 minutes, or longer?
As large as I can make it.
Okay.
At this point in time, I don't know. I can't answer that because I don't know who would be participating.
Do you have a goal in mind for that?
It'll probably be half. I can't imagine that it would be any larger than the Washington Celebrates the 4th.
Okay.
If I could get half that participation, I'll be happy.
Okay.
And I'm counting on having vehicles from every decade, starting with, like, the horse-drawn and then into the motorized, you know, over the 200-year span.
Okay, so you just need to know which specific parking lots you need permission from us for. You know, like the church property one, you have to ask.
I would have to ask the church, obviously,
is
yeah.
All the municipal parking lots, or just...
At this point in time, I would say yes, all the municipal parking lots. Depends on how big of a parade I can organize.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if there's any preference on using certain ones first, and then as we need to move into other ones, we can take that into consideration.
Is there any that needs to be, like, off limits? Or
I don't think so. Midtown might be the hardest one to use.
That's the one by the clock?
Right.
Yeah.
And you're talking about that one? That one over there?
Oh, no, I'm talking about downtown at 57 by the clock.
That would be, yeah, right in
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it would probably be just the front portion of that lot. Maybe the rear portion would be more... we'd be more apt to utilize than the front portion where all the parking is?
Right.
Okay.
Front meaning or the rear meaning?
Closer to Route 57.
That's the one you would want to use?
No.
I mean, as a last resort yeah.
or, you know, or even if we knew, just keep off limits.
Right.
But that opens up in the back,
it
right?
Does.
Yeah.
There's some space back there. That would be preferable
to use that area first.
The back.
Yeah.
I think so. Don't you think?
Yeah, although that is for the majority of the spaces. There's about 100 spots in the lot. Probably 30 of them are in the front and about 70 in the rear.
Right.
Do you find that the front is used mostly than more so than the back?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that was...
That's what I figured.
Yeah, absolutely. What were your dates again, Michael?
We're shooting for May the 31st. We wanted to try to keep it as far away from the other parades in the area, like the Hackettstown St. Patrick's Day,
and then the 4th of July here in Washington. So we thought this would kind of be a nice time in between. And I don't think that there's a Memorial Day parade going on.
Hackensack has
Memorial Day parade.
They do?
They do.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Memorial Day weekend, they have a parade up there.
I did not realize that.
It's actually on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
It's that Monday.
That's Monday.
Yeah.
So this would be the week after, right?
The Saturday before.
Saturday before, same weekend.
Yeah.
Memorial Day's on in June, is it?
No,
it's the last Monday in May.
The last Monday in May, but he's doing
the
parade
on
that fall.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Oh,
okay, then it would be the week later.
Yeah,
sorry, yeah. I wasn't thinking.
Also, Michael, if you call me back at my office, would you help?
I don't know, 10 hours.
I'm sorry, you're with Bib, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, yeah.
And I can try to help you with the cars of the decade.
Okay, great.
We have many years for the car show.
Good. Thank you.
5 years.
Yeah, great, thank you.
You're welcome.
So
the Masons are going to foot the bill for the police department?
Unless if somebody else wants to. That's all part of the fundraising that I'm in the midst of trying to do. And I mean, I'm trying to pull this off with limited staffing, basically myself. And, who knows, it might not pan out. But I'm going to give it a try.
What about afterwards?
I'm sorry, after what?
After the parade, everybody congregates over to
Afterwards, I was hoping to have like a community open house type gathering, maybe have some other nonprofit groups participate in that and such. And I have yet to work out all those specifics. Mm-hmm. It's just that I'm just kind of starting, with some of the basics and such.
You may want to contact the Historical Society, too, because, it's a historical thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every year, the Historical Societies are at our building every year. We have the Expo, the History Expo at our facility. And so they're pretty much already aware of it. And that usually happens in April. And I asked them to kind of reserve the program part of it for us, to put on a program on, masonry in Washington over the past 200 years.
Okay.
So they're pretty much aware of it. But yes, we will definitely reach out to them and ask them to participate in this.
So I guess you're kind of looking for a tentative approval from us.
Yeah, pretty much so.
For the parade route.
The route and the utilization of the parking areas and such, the air.
I would make that motion a conditional approval. And if you could come back and see us in March, for an update, or whenever you have
two months prior to,
yes,
or
whenever
sooner,
you have everything together,
or when you have everything
okay
together for
okay.
I second it.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
At this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. Again, my name is Kathy Bryant. I'm representing Mount Tiscany Church, Washington, New Jersey. And my purpose here tonight is to get an update as to the grant that you submitted for funding for paving of the upper part of North Lincoln Avenue.
I spoke with our engineers, and
mm-hmm.
their feedback to me was that it could be any time during the first 6 months of 2014 that we would hear back. Sometimes it's earlier, and sometimes it's contingent upon the state adopting their budget. The state is fiscal year, not calendar year like
mm-hmm.
us, so
mm-hmm.
they adopt sometime in July.
Right.
So it could be any time within the first 6 months.
Okay.
So we'll have to wait.
Or
in New Jersey.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. We're not going to do the ordinance this evening, as there's still some questions and work to be done on that. So that brings us to our reports from the code enforcement officer and the police activity.
Make a motion to receive and file the report.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on either of the reports? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. Okay, do we have any committee reports this evening?
Well, can I give an update on the sewer?
Please.
You know, at the last meeting, they were going to send out a survey crew to Gardner's Court. Unfortunately, there is no elevation at Gardner's Court to put in the pipes like they thought they were going to be able to. Of course. Everybody gets all happy, and then there's a big letdown. Right now, Christine got some information from the engineer this afternoon. He's looking into a vacuum system for down there, since the problem with the way the elevation is. They'll have that information to us in a week or so, he says. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Okay. Any other committee reports? No old business. That'll bring us to new business. Best practices form. What do we need to do with that? Anything?
Council has any questions on the answers? I did speak with Janine earlier today. I know she had a couple of questions. I don't know, Janine, if you wanted to say what they were, but I did reach out to Natasha. Unfortunately, her and I weren't able to connect prior to tonight's meeting, so I'll get back to you in my manager's report.
Okay.
Basically, it's just, I just need to have presented this to you, and that's the requirement.
We don't need to take any action?
No. I do want to point out, there's a couple of things Janine and I had spoke about earlier. The Finance Committee may be something that Council wants to look into in the future. And, of course, that question keeps coming back about elected officials taking classes, making that mandatory. And if there's anything else Janine wanted to point out.
Mm-hmm. I should make that perspective.
Yes.
But as it is, we're not losing any state aid.
We are not losing any state aid as it is right now. And you're right, Janine, you wanted to make that a prospective answer, that we would consider it, making it.
Council had discussed it last year, so, I mean, I
don't.
Personally, I'm not in favor of it, but.
It would have to be Division of Local Government Services sponsored classes where you would earn credits. That's what they want to see you take. When I go for my certifications, I have to take credit classes. So that's what they're looking to see elected officials take.
And where is that at?
It depends. They're all over the state. We do have some locally.
Atlantic City usually in November.
Well, yeah.
A lot of them could be
sponsored by the local government services. Not all of them are.
Are they free, or do we have to add that to the budget to pay for
that?
You would have to, yeah, pay for all my classes.
It's
so you're talking seven classes you'd have to pay for.
We pay for that.
From what I learned about it, it's New Jersey League of Municipalities does, you know, participate and offer some of these classes.
Yes.
And a lot of these have to do with the budget. I think those are the kind of classes that are good for elected officials to take. I would be in favor of maybe those kind of classes. Some of the other ones, are not really, as needed, I don't think. So if we were going to do something, I mean, we'd probably go along that line. Anyway,
what about, is there like a class like the insurance, the insurance class where we all go to the same class and you get the credit for everyone attending?
Remember that is a possibility, if I read that correctly, that you could have a vendor come in.
Yes,
and
you
give
can
one
have
to their
someone come in here.
That's good.
And I will,
because it says on here risk management. Didn't we have the risk management person come in here? Why wouldn't it be yes? We already did that.
Well, but we have
it's not mandatory.
Yeah.
Right.
We'd have to do
so
something
we just,
every year.
Yeah, make it a resolution that we'll do it every
right.
year.
Right, you have to pass a policy.
Because then you can check it off by doing
but I just want to say, too, in terms of this whole big picture, it's we only have a few no's on here, which
right.
is very good. So, if we maybe could address those, that's good.
I mean, it's tough for anybody to be at 100% on
it
this.
It is.
Right.
All right.
So what do you want to do?
What, mandatory classes? No.
I said no last year. That's why nothing was done.
No, it's not going to affect anything. No.
All right, keep it no then. That's good. That's fine by me.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Christine.
You're welcome.
So we have resolution 182.13. 2013 for a refund of an overpayment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Page 181, 2013, redemption of a tax sale certificate.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that one? And another roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
182, 2013, to cancel 2012 taxes due to 501c3 status.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on that one?
Is this the new park? What is it?
Yes. That's the...
Yes.
The big
one. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
We do 183 and 184 together. Cancellation of general capital ordinance balances and sewer capital ordinance balances.
Second.
Any discussion on those?
This is good, huh? This will help.
Yeah.
This money goes into those accounts now?
It does. I actually want to point something out on the sewer capital ordinance balance, the $80,000.
Yes.
Right. Terry was right. There was money set aside in 2007 for that. It was never touched. So I spoke with Natasha today. This will end up back in the fund balance, and we can reappropriate this money next year for South Lincoln Gardeners Court if council chooses to do so.
So you probably have to. What year was that?
2007. I have a copy of the ordinance if you want to print it.
Okay. 2007. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're done with that one.
That's all I have.
Roll call.
Torres?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Okay, 186, 2013, a power purchase agreement extension.
So moved.
Second.
Last one.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was so close to voting no on this. I'm tired of it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? And the release of driveway paving bonds, resolution 187, 2013.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
All
right. Vouchers.
Pay the bills. Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the bills?
I have one question. Under, on page 7 of 14, on the regular bill, the first item says Yeoman's Avenue Bathhouse, and it says 1,673. That just seems to be high. Is that just for like a quarter or all at once or something?
What? I didn't see that.
It's the line item above it, Rob. It's $240.61.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, good.
Yeah, the municipal building, $1,600.
Very good. All right, thanks. Okay.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
That brings us to a recap. Did he give you anything to do this week?
No. Come visit me tomorrow at 6 a.m. How's that?
Spring breakfast?
Spring coffee.
At least.
Yeah, at least.
Okay. Council remarks. Mr. Higgins.
You wouldn't notice, but there's a new donut shop in town. You gotta go. I'm telling you, he makes everything handmade right in front of you. It is amazing. Stop down. It's where the old Capri Cafe or whatever.
I'm going to
tell you something. He's only been open 3 days. Go see Tommy. Go see Tommy.
Okay.
Mr. Thompson.
One thing. So everybody knows that Halloween's around the corner. Be safe. Watch out for the little kids.
That's it.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Conry. Torres.
I noticed downtown, we don't have anything for recycling in the downtown next to the garbage cans. I was thinking maybe with this Clean Community Grant, maybe with the bid, can possibly, you know, get that. I thought I'd just bring that up. That's something we don't have, and, you know, I noticed that a lot of people are actually putting recycling into the regular cans.
Right.
The garbage people will not pick up the municipal cans either if there's recycling mixed in, they said to me, so. Just thought I'd bring that up.
Is that something council must look into, price-wise?
Sure.
Yeah. And I just want to just get an update on that library flag. It's still, you know, we still don't have one.
I
mean, it's still public buildings, I think.
I believe when I spoke to the library director, she told me that a flag was being donated to the library and that they were having a ceremony with the Girl Scouts. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't remember that in the last meeting. Just when you were...
I didn't hear about that last.
Okay.
This has been going on for more than a month, for at least 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, it was quite a while back. I had first mentioned, I just wanted to see if somebody...
All right, I'll follow up with Gail.
All right, thanks.
Anything else, sir?
No.
Mrs. Gleaver.
The only thing, in the next packet, could you put in a revenue report? I haven't had one in a while.
Sure.
There's something for your recap list.
I have three things.
That's all, thank you.
And I have nothing.
I got a quick one.
Okay.
Is it possible to get a department report from all the departments of what they're spending or what they have, like recreation and stuff like that, and fire prevention and all that? The report?
It's on the year-to-date. They just posted the latest one.
All the financials are put right on our website.
Okay.
So...
Under financial documents,
yeah.
Look under year-to-date
okay.
budget report.
Yeah. I mean, I can print you out a hard copy. I know you had trouble with your computer, right? You want me to do that?
If you could.
Sure.
Mr. Higgins, you have something else?
Yes. The flag is supposed to be at half-mast if it's accepted.
Yeah, that's for...
March.
By order of the governor.
Okay.
The oldest living Medal of Honor winner died on October 4th, and he was in resident of this great state that we live in.
Okay.
The 17th.
What did that?
Starting on the 18th, it goes back up.
October 17th?
October 17th.
Was he a Marine?
Unfortunately,
no.
But he was a Medal of Honor winner.
How do we get those notifications, Christine? Do we get those kind of notifications from the governor's office?
We do not. I don't know if there's an email alert you can sign up for.
I get one at work.
You do? Do you have the information, or is it right on the state website?
No, well, yeah. It's I don't know. I get an email saying that it's from the Attorney General's office.
All right. I'll have to look into that.
Saying that, you know, would be a proclamation.
And just let me know so I can do the intersection.
Yeah, I'll forward it whenever I get to you.
Okay. Something else, Mr. Higgins?
No, that's it.
I would accept a motion. Or do we need an executive session?
We do not.
I accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?